I think of this man, this preacher. This guy had a, well, I can't think of what is it that they don't see much of this anymore, but he had this, where it was something in his lungs that you cough up blood all the time. Tuberculosis? Yeah, incurable tuberculosis. And he got to where he couldn't preach. So one day he went out and he took his Bible and he went out and sat under an oak tree, coughing up a little blood because the doctor said, you're not going to get well. Just him and God. And he's sitting out there and he's reading that scripture in Matthew 8:17. Himself, he bore my sickness and removed my disease. And he's sitting there coughing up blood, meditating on that scripture. He bore my sickness and removed my disease. And all of a sudden, it hit him. If he's already done it, then I'm healed. He said, thank you, Lord. All these years have taken all for this to become a reality to me. Praise God. He said, I'm not sick. Spit out that last mouthful of blood. He said, praise God, I'm healed. You done it for me? It's done. He closed his Bible, said, thank you, Lord. Got up, said, I'm going back, I'm going to preach. And the man went back and preached for 30 or 40 more years and never had another minute of TB in his life. It became a revelation to him by the power of the Holy Spirit that it's already done. Isn't that amazing? When it becomes a revelation to you that he's already done it, and anything you ask for, oh, he done it so many ways. Anoint him with oil and pray the prayer of faith and it's done. It's a promise. It can't fail. Pray the prayer of faith and it's done. Believe and it's done. Over and over and over. Oh, and then I had this woman one day that said, you know, I just can't believe that he'll do this for me every time. I said, oh, I know. If I could show you a promise in God's Word that said, no matter how many promises God made you, every one of them was yes every time. Could you believe him then? She said, but I've read this Bible over and over and there ain't no such promise in there. Oh, you think she missed something? Where's that promise?
2 Corinthians 1:20.
Hey, now there's a man, he's got it right there. Turn to your scripture. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Let's see what that says. 2 Corinthians 1. Second Corinthians 1:20 says, for all of God's promises have been fulfilled in him. That is why we say amen when we give glory to God through Christ. What does it say in your translation? For all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. Is that what it says?
Yes.
So how many of God's promises are yes and amen?
Every one of them.
And that's too good to be true, isn't it?
That's God.
That's God. That's one of them things that's almost too good to be true, but it is true. Did that what you say, young lady? Read it out loud to me.
For all the promises of God in him are ye.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so if you're in Christ, are you in Christ?
Just got saved.
Just got saved. Brand new, huh? Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So all these wonderful promises we read have become yours when you become a daughter of the King. Did you know you just made the greatest decision of your life? I mean, there ain't nothing like making Jesus Lord of your life. Let me ask you this question. How many of you people in here right now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, know that you know that you know that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior? All right. How many of you are sorry you made that decision? What? Not a single taker? You mean after all the turmoil, the trials and tests and everything, ain't nobody in here sorry you made Jesus Lord of your life? Oh, that's the only sorry we are, isn't it, Randy? Woo! If we'd only known. Yes, brother.
Would you
Which one? Verse 20? Okay, let me read it in the King James. Are you got the King James? 2 Corinthians 1:20. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's exactly what it says. Unto the glory of God by us. Well, how do we get all these things done? Does he do it without your prayer? By us, you and me, brother. We go in and pray the prayer of faith for somebody, and then Christ in you, the hope of glory, he moves. That's why I said a while ago, somebody says, if I could only see Jesus, just reach your hand out and say, let me shake hands with him. Praise God. I mean, is that true? Christ in you, the hope of glory? I mean, if I could only see this God, we'll just have a look. You're looking at him right here. I mean, I can't touch him. Yes, you can. Let me have a hold of your hand. You got a hold of him right here. Is this true? Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then when we take two of us that's knit together, two of us in Christ, I mean, we become much more powerful. And then if you can get that third one in there, that threefold cord is not easy to break, right? That's just like one time I think about this little man they brought in that was sick and afflicted, and several people prayed over this little guy and nothing happened. Nothing. Finally, one of the men there, man of faith, he said, tell you what to do. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He said, these people are all great people of faith. He said, bring them up here. Bring that sick man up here and lay him right there. And about six or seven of them, whatever, they got around in a circle and held hands. He said, now I only want y'all to say one thing. Jesus. 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 And those six or eight men, they sat around that man for 30 or 40 minutes, and all of a sudden he began to move. And then all of a sudden, just a few minutes, this man got up and was running around inside that circle completely healed. All it took was a half a dozen or whatever it was, believers bound together by us in Jesus' name, making the promises of God come to reality. Because without us, it don't happen. He got to have us. Isn't it wonderful that God's got to have us? You know. Do what? No, absolutely not. Now then, let's turn over. Let me show you another one of those kind of verses. Ephesians 3. I want to show you something else in Ephesians 3. Verse 20. The Lord asked me this question one time on this one. This is where I got revelation on this. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The Lord asked me a question one day, and I read that. He said, how much of that power is in you, son? I said, all of it. He said, no. That's why I said, according to the power that works in us. He said, not all of it's in there, because you don't have it all hidden in your heart. He said, all you have hidden in your heart is alive in you. He said, if you had all the Word in you, then it would all be alive and you'd be able to do the same things Jesus did. According to the power that worketh in us. How much of the Word's working in you? 100 verses? 500 verses? 5,000 verses? How many's working in you? One or zero? What if I ask you to quote your favorite verse? How many of you could, I won't ask you to do this, but one time here in this church, I asked anybody that could quote at least five verses accurately, come up here and I opened the floor that Sunday to do that. And there were three women, not a single man. What a shame for us great big old lovable chunks of flesh that not a single one of us men would get up here to even make a statement. But three women. One of them quoted five. Another one quoted 5 verses. And another one quoted 16. It was one whole chapter of the book of Psalms. It was her favorite book, and she quoted all 16 verses exactly accurate. But the other two women didn't get all 5 of theirs accurate. They've missed a word or two here and there, but they've done a good job. But at least they got up and tried. But us big old boys, not a single big old boy would get up and even make an attempt. That really says something for us spiritual leaders, doesn't it? Oh, what a bunch of wimps we are. I can talk about us guys. I was one of those guys most of my life. I was that spiritual wimp that couldn't quote a handful of verses. I'd have been a Sunday school teacher and a deacon in a Baptist church for years and years and years. And you'd have said, quote me your favorite 10 verses, I'd have went and hid under something. I couldn't have done it because I didn't know the word. What does he say there? Brother, this is another one of those verses. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. How much power do you have in you? I hope a lot. If you don't, put more of it in there, right? Put it in there. Put the word in you. And that Corinthians where we were a while ago. I want to, again, as a new Christian. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20 and on. I want you to see this. You get a hold of this. All these verses will build your faith. 1 Corinthians 3:20. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. The Lord knows this. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.